3:15 p.m. Don Jr. and Charlie Reese come in for a meeting, during which I take a call from my daughter Ivanka. Someday she'll be in on these meetings, too. Norma comes in to go over requests for speaking engagements. I'll be doing one for Patty Gilles in June, but have to keep these at a minimum for a while. 4 p.m. Don Thomas is here for a visit. It's always nice to see him. Then I sit in on a meeting in the large conference room with Jill Kremer, Russell Flicker, Don Jr., and Charlie Reese. My boardroom is really beautiful. It's an elegant room with perfect lighting. I think people function and think clearly just as well in a well-appointed room as in an overlit and badly decorated one. Business people should think about interiors when they design their offices. Some that I visited are so dreadful that the only thing I could think of was how to get out of them as soon as possible, and I can imagine their employees may have felt the same way. 4:30 p.m. I call Melania, and we confirm dinner plans with Regis and Joy at Jean Georges for tonight. Rona comes in with some faxes, and I begin to return calls that came in during the meeting. One of the contractors has called back several times, but I just won't deal with him yet. There's a difference between can't deal with and won't deal with. Contractors definitely get the latter until they shape up. But as for the good ones, I adore them and treat them the best. 5:15 p.m. I review documents and reports and ask that my calls be held except for urgent ones. George Ross comes in and we review a few things together. 6 p.m. I ask Robin for my calls and return them and take a call from Kevin Cook of Golf Magazine. We'll be playing a round of golf together next month at Trump National Briarcliff Manor, a course that Golf Magazine really likes. 6:30 p.m. I say goodnight to Norma and Robin and notice that 7 or 8 more bins of mail have arrived from the afternoon mail sorting. We'll have to figure this out tomorrow.